Welcome to Leaked, a program about food issues and questions around the community. Join Barry as he chews up the facts and spills the beans on what's happening in the secret life of food.
Hi guys, welcome back to Leaked. My name is Barry and today we're talking about birthday parties and also like celebrations and how people like celebrate it with different types of food. So how are you guys? It's like this last weekend, technically, it was kind of a bit fun. Went to a one-year-old birthday party and basically it was just like there was children running around, there was parents and these older people, and it just seems a bit strange just finally seeing like kids and children just running around because like at my age, not many people have children, and especially not, it's really rare for me to get invited into like a one-year-old birthday party. But, so that's what I've done, last Saturday. So went to, North Shore and it was just really nice. It's just like, there was like, it was a Iranian party, and it was just like the food was and the atmosphere was like really good. And also it's just like the flavors, the music, even though like everyone just seems a bit older, but it was just like kind of like a really nice get together. I think it was like up to like 20 to 30 people. And it was just great. It was just like everyone was really close friends with each other. Well, apart from me and a few other students that we were invited. So it was a colleague of mine that invited us to this party. And we just had a really interesting time. And there wasn't a lot of alcohol either. It's actually like a very nice, sober event. I really, really enjoyed it. So before we continue on, I just want to say that I'm running an experiment at AUT, and I would really like to invite you to come to AUT and basically like just help me out because I need subjects and I just want to see how you perceive food. So like my experiment basically just seeing how the environment affects our appetite and seeing how it could be suppressed, and it would be great if you guys, like, people could come and just, like, support my experiment. My number is 021-1259-501. Okay, cool. So we'll get on to, like, today's topic. So today's topic is about birthday parties or just, like, basically gatherings in general. So basically a party is, like a gathering to celebrate, basically like to socialize, to have conversation, to basically basically recreate different types of festivals. So today I chose birthday parties because it's the one that's like the freshest that I could remember. But we do celebrate different types of celebrations as well, such as New Year's, Christmas, Easter, and also Thanksgiving if you're American. And it's actually really interesting because different people have different types of food that they celebrate with. I have a few French interns at the moment and it was just like really nice just asking them like how do they celebrate Christmas in France. They said they eat foie gras and also have champagne, which is really nice. I wish I was having foie gras for Christmas. Where my family, we just basically just have a basic dinner. Basically just like everyone just around the table and just like just chill and talk. Not really that special for our Christmas because we don't really celebrate it in my family, at least. And it's like our main celebration would be Chinese New Year, where it's just like we would definitely dress up and we would basically do the whole traditional things. And so it's just like it's quite interesting. It's just like how different people celebrate stuff. But today we're going to mainly just talk about birthdays. So a birthday party is a celebration of an anniversary for a birth of a person. I can't remember the last time I had my birthday party because, I don't know, it's just like I feel like the older I get, the more I feel like it's quite taxing in terms of energy and also money. It requires like a lot of time, thought, and it's just like I don't know where to take out this time to actually like organize my own party. So that's why, I don't know, it's just I feel like the older I get, the less party I actually get invited to. Most of the times the parties I get invited to are kind of like just gatherings or like just like basically having a simple dinner and a few drinks. So it's kind of like really cool. So according to Wiki, the tradition of birthday parties actually started from the 19th century and didn't really become popular until the mid of the 20th century. I don't think so. I mean, like, well, the states that this is, like, kind of, like, a Western culture thing. But I'm pretty sure there's been birthday parties, like, a long time ago. Because, like, the Chinese celebrates it. I'm pretty sure the Indian celebrates it. Different cultures just have different ways of celebrating birthdays. Because, like, in the Chinese culture, we tend to, like, place the dates on, like, different ages. So one of the biggest birthdays celebration would be the first month of the newborn, where it's just, like, it's kind of like a big celebration. So not necessarily the first year, but that's kind of, like, a bit different. And then just, like, looking at the different activities, what did we do on Saturday? So basically, like, it was just, like, mainly the parents basically just have some food. And then they were just, like, breaking into song and dance. I'm not quite sure if it was, like, kind of the right Persian-Iranian songs. Because I was just, like, talking to a lecturer that actually came along as well. And he said the songs were kind of, like, slightly older than he expected. Because, like, I would assume it would be a bit more, festive and colourful. Like, it would be a bit more loud, but it just seems like a bit more folk song. So it was quite a unique thing. And then sometimes people have, like, gift opening, so during parties. This is mainly for kids. I don't know, I find it sometimes a bit annoying, actually, seeing different gifts get opened. Because, like, I don't know, it just feels, I feel like you identify the person with the different gifts. And then you kind of get shamed if you kind of, like, buy a cheaper product. And then it's I don't know, I feel like there's a lot of drama in, like, your gift opening during, like, birthday parties. And also, like, for little kids, they receive a goodie bag. I saw there was, like, a few goodie bags for, like, the kids, and I kind of missed that. I kind of wanted that as well. But, oh well, I guess, like, being 24, I kind of need to grow out of that. I'm going to continue on talking about birthday parties, and I'll just play you this short song, and I'll be back soon.
Smoke right through the window, 'cause this is all we know.
Hi guys, welcome back to Leaked. My name is Barry and today we're talking about birthday and birthday celebrations and also like the food that's being served. So it's just like back to talk about birthday parties. I feel like it's just like kind of like a celebration of like that year that's gone by, kind of like the new year of the person. I was just like when I was researching and it was actually really fascinating how there's like sociology and also anthropology take on the age that I, well, the basically like what is age? So when they talk about age, age is something biological or something cultural. It really depends on like what kind of culture you've been raised and also like how you see things. So according to the studies that I was reading, basically like the Western society value youth and youth a lot more. So basically like people that's younger, it's more likely to have more strength, much more stronger. And basically like in Asian culture was like kind of like the complete opposite, where they value like old age because it comes with wisdom. But I'm not too sure about this. Sometimes I feel like age does not come with wisdom, really. Because I feel like the older I get, I don't really get a day wiser either. So I don't know. Probably, depending. And also, like, there are different, like, kind of insights into it as well. Because, like, age is kind of like a signal of a decline of attractiveness. I really hope it's not my case. Because I'm 24 and I hope, like, basically it's not declining yet. I hope. And also gives the ability of doing daily tasks and also, like, way of learning stuff. And basically it's just, like, it's, like, I'm pretty sure it's, like, a celebration that you've gone a bit wiser compared to the year before. And basically it's just, like, birthday parties is just a celebration of, like, basically people and just, like, basically the friends around us. It's actually really sad because, like, over the past, I don't know, just, like, past few birthdays, I don't really spend a lot of birthdays with my family because, like, I'm usually up in Auckland or up in Dunedin. I'm sorry, down at Dunedin, where it's just, like, most of the time I kind of, like, spend with just, like, two or three friends and we usually just have just, like, a short, a little dinner anywhere, would have a few beers and also, like, have a cake. Which is, like, really fascinating. I always find, why is, like, birthdays, weddings, and all these, like, different types of celebration we always associate with a cake? Because it just seems like a odd product. And I just remember when I was a little kid, my favorite cake, whenever my parents would ask me, I would definitely go for a Black Forest gâteau, and also, or a cheesecake. But now it's just, like, the more I'm, like, getting older, it's just, like, a simple cake would just do. I don't know, it's just, like, it's just symbolic that it's just, like, a celebration. But, basically, it's just, like, when you're looking at age, it's kind of, like, a bit weird because, like, we kind of categorize people in different age bands or in different age group. So, for example, like, people celebrate, like, sweet 16, so when you're 16-year-old, 21, and then also like when you're 65 or something. So it's just like we like different, basically like I feel like age is like kind of like a signal of a milestone, and then basically it's just like that's how basically society sees it. And then in different like age we kind of like do different things, or it's like kind of like a timeline of, or basically kind of like a way of signaling like what we should be achieving. So just like some of my friends at my age are getting married and having children, which I find is actually a bit early. There's like my immediate friends, so basically the ones that are really close to me at the moment, none of them are thinking of getting married or having children, where it's like some friend back in high school, they're already having children and starting a family, which just seems really insane. And so there are like a lot of things that goes on in birthdays, as like people buy stuff or people make stuff. And when I was going through literature, there's actually been like a huge debate about whether to actually buy stuff for your birthday or actually make your stuff. I mean, like sometimes I kind of come across these issues as well. And I always have debates with my friends. It's just like whether to actually like have a pre-made birthday party or actually like make your own. There's like in the past, I worked for McDonald's and I used to be the party host. And that was insane. It's just like for every child was around $12. And then they get a Happy Meal, and also you basically just like sort out a venue for them. And it's actually really a lot of work. And for $12, basically you rent out a space for like 1.5 hours. And it was just like, it was just chaotic. You're looking after like 12 to up to 20 or 30 people. And it's just insane. And I don't know. I feel like it's kind of a bit odd just like paying someone to do the birthday and also like buying like the different types of food. And it's just, but if you're thinking about it, like that $12 like times it by like how many people, and then you kind of like make the food yourself, it's actually a lot of work. Whereas just like you have to just like sort out everything. Basically you have to pre-clean, and then afterwards you have to clean up, wash dishes, prepare the food, and then everything just like requires a lot of time. So it's just like, it's kind of a bit odd. It's just like looking at like the different takes. But like in a way, I feel like birthdays have kind of became more commercialized, and because of the rise of like consumerism, everything just seems, I don't know, it's just all about value. Because like, I remember a child back ages ago, they would look at the different gifts and they kind of like basically just place a value on it and just like, oh, this is my friend and they paid this amount of value to me. And I just find it a bit odd. I don't know. It's just like, have you guys like came across this? But I'm going to play you this short song, and then we're talking about birthday foods.
That we would always be. Without you I feel lost at sea. Through the darkness you hide with me. Like the wind we'd be wild and free. You said you'd follow me anywhere. Through your eyes, tell me who won't be there.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Leaked. My name is Barry, and we're talking about birthday foods now. So it's just like kind of like the most interest. I don't know. It's just like every time when I think about birthday parties, I always think about there's sausage rolls, Cheerios, and also like fairy breads. I think it's because like when I was little, like going to these parties, these seems to be like a staple. And then there's always a cake, and it's just. Do you guys normally make your own cake, or do you usually, like, buy these cakes? Feels like, I don't know, I feel like lately, so in the past, like, it's usually the parents that make the cakes. But I feel like lately, everyone just kind of, like, just buys a cake from the supermarket or these custom-made cake, and it just seems a bit different, I guess. It feels like I remember when I was down at Dunedin, maybe because I'm poor, when I was at Dunedin, when usually, well, I usually make my own cake, and it was just like, there was a bit of effort into it, but it kind of like, it was kind of really enjoyable at the same time, because like, you could really taste the fruit of our labor, and it was just, I don't know if it's delicious, but like psychologically, because you made this, the food definitely tastes a lot better than the ones in the supermarket. So like, the birthday party that I went to in the weekend, so that was an Iranian birthday party, and I don't know if there was like any like particular food that they would have, but it was just like, it was just great. There was like a lot of garlic, there was a lot of different spices and herbs, not so much spices actually, there was a lot more herbs, and the food was just like having a different taste or a different spin. Everything just seems a bit more tasty, I guess. There was like a hummus, and there was, I'm not too sure what that food called, but there was like this wine leaf that basically covers like rice and beans and stuff, and basically it's just like wrapped into this little tube, I guess, and it was just really nice. It's like no bigger than a thumb, and it was just really nice. I really enjoyed that food. I always see it in like in the Middle Eastern cuisines, and that was really delicious. So like, I'm not too sure in how different cultures have like different food that they have to eat, but like I remember in the Chinese culture, it's not that we practice it quite a lot, but it's like if, when we remember, we usually like ask my mom, it's just like, hey, could I please have this food on our birthdays? So on our birthdays, for Chinese, we usually have like a hard-boiled egg. Usually it's dyed red. I'm not too sure why we have eggs, I mean, for our birthday, but I guess it's kind of like a, it's kind of like an Easter thing, I guess. It's like kind of like talking about life and stuff. And because like in the past, it's just eggs would be so expensive, or because it was just really hard to get because everyone's a farmers, whereas like eggs are precious. So it's just like having an egg for your birthday might have been a very special thing. And also there's also called longevity noodles. It's kind of like a symbolism of basically a long life. So the really hardcore traditional Chinese people would basically like have this bowl of noodles, and usually the strand is really long. Basically, it's just like symbolizing long life and basically good health. And it's basically it's kind of just a symbolic, just saying like unbroken life, which is really nice, and it's like really different. I can't really think of any other food that like different cultures have, but. But yeah, it was just like, it was just super fun actually. And sometimes we would actually go vegetarian because like my family believes in Taoism. So basically we usually go vegetarian on our birthdays. And basically it's just, I don't know, it's just like, just not to kill, and basically just kind of symbolic, talk about longevity and stuff. So, it's just like sometimes we talk about different types of celebration. So, before we talked about like the Chinese food, where it's just like we celebrate with like red, so basically a hard boiled egg with like red dye on top of it, or the longevity noodles. So, sometimes actually these are different types of substance that we take on a particular birthday, which is the 21st birthday. It's kind of like a bit odd. I don't know why. It's just like, in New Zealand, where it's just like 21st is kind of relevant now, because like obviously it's just like alcohol consumption are now at 18, basically age of consent is 16. It's just like it definitely seems a bit of a more of an American issue. So I don't really see why like people still get really intoxicated on their 21st birthday. But I remember down at Dunedin, there would be like a lot of people having a lot of alcohol, and people would do kickstands and like pub crawl. It's just like, it was just insane when it's on a 21st birthday. But it's just like, I guess it's a milestone as well. But I always find it like a bit odd, why is it on 21? But there's been studies that's been done actually on heavy drinking among college students, and just seeing like, is there like a prevention or intervention of a way of reducing this culture, this basically heavy drinking culture. So this study was done in America in 2010, and basically what they've done is that they would, so for the people that's turning 21, they would basically send out these reminder cards, but basically saying, so a happy birthday, basically a little 21st birthday advice, one or two pieces of cake are better than a whole thing, and it seems everything is better in moderation. Basically, and also having a picture of a lady just stuffing her face with cake. And it was, like, actually really funny because they didn't talk about explicitly about, like, drinking, but they just basically using it just, like, symbolizing that it's just, like, try not to drink that much. But obviously, if you're 21 and you're... when you're 21 and that's the age that you're allowed to buy alcohol, of course people would go a bit crazy. So everyone did drink in the study, and basically the prevention didn't really work. Well, it didn't really achieve much because, like, a lot of people actually drank over the drinking limit and for driving. So they've basically just been a bit intoxicated. And it just seems a bit interesting compared to New Zealand, where it's just like, yes, people do drink on their 21st birthday. I don't really know if anyone's been too intoxicated. I think most of my friends did do an okay job, but it's just like knowing when to stop. But it just seems a bit interesting why 21, it seems like you have to drink a lot, like, especially, like, you have to drink 21 shots, or you have to just, like, do a keg stand and stuff. I don't really know. I don't think I did that on my 21 birthday. I think we just basically sat at home and just watched movies, had a few drinks, talked, and just had food. I don't know. It's just 21 birthday just seems a bit, like, gross sometimes. But I'm going to play you this short song, and it's just like that's the end of this week's program. And next week is my last program of this year, and hopefully you are tuned in.
I had a dream, we were sipping whiskey neat, highest floor of the Bowery, and I was high enough. Somewhere along the lines, we stopped seeing eye to eye. You were staying out all night, and I had enough. No, I don't wanna know where you've been or where you're going, but I know I won't be home, and you'll be on your own. Who's gonna walk you through the dark side of the morning? Who's gonna rock you when the sun won't let you sleep? Who's waking up to drive you home when you're drunk and you're alone? Who's gonna walk you through the dark side of the morning?
Who's gonna walk you through the dark?